Back now with Day to Day. Legend has it there was once a school for thieves where they would dress up a mannequin and attach sleigh bells to its pockets. Students had to lift a wallet from each of the pockets without ringing any of the bells in order to graduate. Hence the name School of Seven Bells. That name is now being used by a new band. Their debut CD is called Alpinisms. Music journalist Christian Bortle recently invited School of Seven Bells here to NPR West.
Last year, Benjamin Curtis and twin sisters Alejandra, or Allie, and Claudia DeHaza left the bands they were in, moved in together, set up a home recording studio, and launched an all-consuming music project they call School of Seven Bells. Allie says the arrangement blurs the lines between life and art.
It's always a part of what you're doing. One can't be doing working on something without the other one hearing it. So it's kind of like, you know, you can be in the kitchen, like, making a sandwich or something, and you hear Claudia, like, in the room with her synth or something, and you have to respond.
The music and lyrics on Alpinisms have a dreamy, droney, ethereal quality. And in a song called Wired for Light, Allie writes about her interest in something called lucid dreaming.
I can be in a dream and I'll know that I'm dreaming, so I'll know that I can pretty much make anything happen. I'll know that everything that's there is out of my head. So I can make somebody appear, or, you know, if I want to go somewhere else, I can do that too. So it's just kind of like just having control over what you see, pretty much.
So you become the deity of your own dreaming.
That's a cool way to look at it.
But Allie doesn't agree that her lyrics are abstract or obscure.
I don't think it's very abstract at all, which is really funny. I understand why people do think it's abstract, but I'm basically just communicating things exactly as they come to my head.
And the sound is usually inspired by the words, you know, rather than vice versa, you know. We always do the vocals first in this band. That's a really big deal for us.
Allie and Claudia are identical twins, and their harmonies are incredibly precise. They're like two heads of the same beast. They sing all the songs on the album together, and their complex vocal interplay is at the band's heart. Here's Benjamin.
To me, that's the most important part of School of Seven Bells. You know, I mean, everything else is accompaniment, you know, in my opinion.
In the studio, I asked them to do one of the songs off the new album, a cappella.
How does someone with nothing end up with so much to show for it? All kinds of people, places, and things. Your cheap doormats and decorations.
That's from a song called Conjure, which sounds like this with the rest of the backing track. That song in particular reminds me of another sibling vocal duo in a 70s prog rock band called Gentle Giant. of Seven Bells' jagged vocal phrasing, the almost madrigal vocal style, and the somewhat self-conscious, sweeping, suggestive lyrics all fit the style of 70s progressive rock. But instead of pairing that vocal style with the musical bombast of the era, School of Seven Bells creates backing tracks that owe more to Cocteau Twins atmospherics and shoegazer drones. The result is a warm and embracing, swirling sonic miasma with the center of crystalline harmonies as its anchor. Not all the songs are equally effective, but there are enough really good ones here to make the record worth checking out. For NPR News, this is Christian Bordahl.
The band is School of Seven Bells. Christian Bordahl is a music journalist based a few blocks from the beach in Southern California. You can hear complete tracks from Alpinisms at NPR's music website, npr.org/music. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand.